Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Briggs. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, John Briggs. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Solly Hemus. Batting third. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Simmons. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Kurt Simmons. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ashburn. Bolger moves to third. Neiman moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bolger tags and scores. Neiman tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neiman scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Bob Miller now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. Philly reaches third base with a triple. Jones goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Cubs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Phillies. Marcelino Solis now pitching. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. Sawatzky moves to second. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sawatzky moves to third. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sawatzky scores. Ashburn moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-3, Phillies. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Walls moves to second. Walt Morin pinch hits for Jim Bolger. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-5, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Walt Morin now playing left field. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. he's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Don Cardwell now pitching. Marcelino Solis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solis strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Long moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. He must fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sawatzki is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardwell moves to second. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hemus is hit by the pitch. Cardwell moves to third. Ashburn moves to second. Bill Henry now pitching. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niemann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post pinch hits for Dave Philly. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Wally Post now playing right field. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Long hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sawatzki strikes out. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardwell hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards second base. He must fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Neiman for a passed ball. Ashburn moves to second. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hemus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Ashburn steals third. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jones. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson bunts towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to second. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Morin is walked intentionally. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to third. Morin moves to second. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Rapolsky pinch hits for Carl Sawatzky. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Rapolsky reaches second base with a double. Fernandez moves to third. Bob Bowman pinch hits for Don Cardwell. Don Elston now pitching. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Turk Farrell now pitching. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a ball on the ground for a single. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Taylor bunts towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Hemus covering, for the out. Elston moves to second. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Hemus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-4 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Philadelphia Phillies, 5. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.